Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We've all come across a feature in video games that's just so freaking good, we can't believe every developer hasn't copy-pasted it into their own game. Alright, so sometimes there are legal reasons stopping creators from lifting a particularly cool mechanic and plonking it into their game, but we can still dream. In the case of all the features on this list, we couldn't help but imagine how other games could have benefited by implementing the same clever mechanics that massively improved the games that did utilize them. Whether it was a totally unique combat system, a feature that revolutionized conversations in games, or an excellent quality of life addition, these games totally nailed it. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 10 video game features everyone should have stolen. Number 10, Geomod Environmental Destruction Technology, Red Faction. There's nothing quite as immersion breaking as shooting up the environment with your guns and grenades and watching everything stay curiously intact. Sure, you're probably shooting your enemies to smithereens, but boy is that half a wall made out of crumbling ancient debris remarkably solid. Not so in Red Faction, one of the few games to implement destruction tech that makes you feel like you're having an impact on your environment, and not just the bad guys on the wrong end of your gun. The feature is called Geomod, or Geometry Modification Technology, and it enables certain weapons to blast holes in the environment. In the back end, the engine is actually creating an empty space object to occupy that hole. The engine shone in Red Faction Guerrilla and Red Faction Armageddon, and it's a mystery why no more than a tiny handful of games have tried to do the same thing at the same level. Number 9, importing your save state and choices, Mass Effect. I only put one series up in the headline there, but I want to quickly say that The Witcher and Quest for Glory both do an excellent job of this too. Games that carry a protagonist forward through multiple installments in a series is nothing new, but it's a tricky thing for developers to navigate when you end the previous game with a massively powerful hero. That becomes even more complicated when you enable the player to make big choices within their experience. So what do you do as a game creator? Do you introduce a new, weaker protagonist, take the characters to a new part of the world so their choices have less impact, or do you double down and create totally different narrative paths that cater to the choices that were made? That's what the aforementioned games did, and while it must be a ton of extra work, it creates an incredible connection to your protagonist and ongoing journey. Aside from that, it's excellent when games like Mass Effect let you take your class and build to the next game in the series. In Quest for Glory, you could keep your stats and money and become more powerful with each passing game, making carrying your hero all the way through far more satisfying. The potential for other games to reward your time in the series by letting you carry choices, money, and maybe even skills or certain weapons across games would be incredible. Number 8, Integrated HUD, Dead Space. If you know, you know, and if you don't worry, I'm gonna give you the lowdown. There's a strong argument to be made that Dead Space has one of the greatest user interfaces in all of video games. Dead Space's HUD is especially good because the game doesn't really have one. The HUD it does have is diegetic, meaning it exists in a way that suits Isaac and the game world, not as an artificial meta display created for the player. Even those who aren't all that jazzed about well-done user interfaces enjoyed the on-suit health meter, the intuitive seamless inventory menu that exists as a projection in the game, and the way you're guiding Isaac to interact with his HUD, not doing it for him outside of his experience. In particular, doing it this way meant the tension of the setting isn't broken up by throwing up any barriers between the player and the survival horror experience. Dead Space's dedication to ensuring that even its HUD feeds into the ludonarrative harmony of the game is really awesome, and it's a shame we haven't seen it more often. Number 7, the Nemesis System, Middle-earth: Shadow of Mordor. I know you know this one, but we can't make a list about features other games really should have stolen without bringing up the Nemesis System. If you've been living under a rock, or you just never played this one, the Nemesis system is essentially a feature whereby the enemies you face will grow, adapt their personalities, strengths, and weaknesses each time you encounter them in combat. They remember previous encounters, and you'll develop nuanced rivalries with each Uruk. It's pretty revolutionary, and this was the first time we'd seen anything like it. Some games have made some attempt at emulating what Shadow of Mordor achieved, but not quite as effectively. Let us know in that comment box if you can think of a game that's done anything like this, and what games this would work great in, and maybe they can work around that tricky patent. Number 6. Protagonist Customization System, Disco Elysium. Something that certain RPGs do really well is letting you level your skills by actually doing the things those skills are related to. Want to get better at alteration spells? Do alteration spells. Want to up your one-handed skill? Engage in combat with a one-handed weapon. Enter Disco Elysium, where your protagonist's personality is defined by the way you interact with others and the morals and thoughts you choose to internalize. Your protagonist in the narrative-heavy RPG is Harry Dubois, but he's a bit of an odd blank slate, and while your backstory is fixed, where you take him from there is entirely up to you. Your skills in the game, which you can invest in, are facets of his personality. Things like drama, pain threshold, and perception. These facets will also pipe up in the middle of conversations, and the ones you put more points into are more likely to weigh in. This extends to the game's unique thought cabinet, where you can spend skill points to internalize various ideologies. The result of this is your ability to build a character in a way that avoids the binary good or evil characterization that's present in pretty much every other RPG. Basically, this game is awesome, you should play it, and this would be a cool feature to see elsewhere.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Number 5. Varied NPC Behavior, I Am Alive. It can be tricky to give NPCs any semblance of seeming like actual people. There are often so many of them that most of the time they repeat character models, voice work, and behave in pretty predictable ways. Either they're totally innocent, going about their little NPC lives, or they're shooting at your face, in which you're totally within your rights to shoot at their face. Things are a little more complicated in the 2012 action-adventure survival game, I Am Alive. Remember that one? The one with all the climbing and the very threatening stamina bar? Well, it also has a very cool feature where other survivors in the post-apocalypse will treat you differently depending on their circumstances and equipment. Unarmed NPCs will leave you alone, pointing your gun at an NPC who has a knife but not a gun will cause them to throw their hands up and surrender, and you can even ammo bluff, which is essentially holding someone up even though you don't have any bullets. It becomes a pretty important balancing act to master as the game goes on, and it works perfectly for its setting. Number 4. Pausable Cutscenes, Death Stranding. If there was ever a game to implement this sorely needed feature, it makes sense for it to have been Death Stranding, and the more recent titles of the Yakuza series. Both are famous, or infamous depending on your perspective, for having incredibly long cutscenes that are often stacked up against other equally long cutscenes. Fortunately though, should the phone ring, you won't be stuck having to miss the whole thing and wonder what on earth you're doing or why, because these games put in a pause button. Honestly, Personally, a pause function for cutscenes should absolutely be something that all other games across every genre have stolen by now, but it's not the case. Fingers crossed that changes. Number 3. Enemies and areas that don't adapt to your level. Gothic 2. I admit my old school RPG fandom might be showing on this one, but there's a special kind of magic to RPGs that do away with level scaling. Level scaling works for a lot of games. It rubber bands the enemies so they sit pretty close to your level, and while some enemy types or bosses may be more challenging, it's not often you'll run across an area that's impossible. In games like Gothic 2 and Might and Magic 10 Legacy, areas and enemies have fixed levels, so if you can't deal with them now, you'll want to go find a different conflict which you can handle and then come back once you're more powerful. It's an excellent mechanic to make game worlds feel more threatening, and when you do manage to take out that beastie you lost to a dozen times, there's nothing like it. Knowing you have to constantly gear up and tread carefully is so much more engaging and immersive, and it's a shame more games don't do this. Number 2. Adding an actually useful AI companion. Bioshock Infinite. AI companions are more often than not the worst. They get in the way when you're trying to shoot things, get themselves killed a bunch, and nag at you to head to Hyrule Castle, even though you were totally planning on going there, you're just doing something else right now and don't want to be interrupted every 5 seconds by a tiny glowing fairy. Sorry, I have no idea where that came from. Anyway, bless Bioshock Infinite for giving us a companion who is not only very cool and a total 10, she's actually useful. Elizabeth has lovely idle animations, so she actually feels like she's engaging in the world, not just weirdly following you around. Potentially the best thing about her is told to us by the game itself. That is, you don't need to protect Elizabeth in combat. She can look after herself. In fact, she looks after you and herself. She gives you advice, she throws you ammo when you need it, picks locks, and finds a way to make herself useful in pretty much every situation. With Elizabeth, you actually feel like a team, not a hero stuck in a game-long escort quest. If anything, Booker was Elizabeth's annoying companion, not the other way around. I'll let you sit with that one. Number 1. Adventure game-changing dialogue system. Oxenfree. Oxenfree's approach to video game dialogue is so good, it's crazy we haven't seen other dialogue-heavy games copy it. I'd argue this might be as close to natural conversation as video game dialogue has ever been able to reach. Night School Studio designed Oxenfree's conversations to happen a few different ways. Characters will speak at length and you're given the option to interrupt, though you don't have to. There's no punishment for saying nothing, though if you stay quiet for a while, your companions might ask if you're listening. The characters tend to talk amongst each other, and you'll get a few speech bubbles to participate as much or as little as you want. There is a time limit, which some might find frustrating, but it's important as it keeps the pace. You'll often walk and talk, so it never feels like anyone is just weirdly waiting around, awkwardly paused for your response. Given that the game features a bunch of teenagers, this comes off pretty naturally. There are also sprawling dialogue trees to ensure you can go down precisely the conversation and narrative path you want to. Various characters react differently to the ways you choose to engage, and it can be just as meaningful to say nothing as it is to say something.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.